From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In downtown Phoenix today, the Arizona Diamondbacks have been celebrating their World Series victory over the New York Yankees. Thousands of fans waited for hours for a chance to cheer their state's first-ever professional sports champion. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The Diamondbacks didn't even exist 5 years ago, and Phoenix's other pro sports teams have come close but never won a championship. So this parade in downtown Phoenix had an almost unreal quality about it.
There is no mistake at all. Just look at all the thousands of people you're going to see today as you walk around. They've been here all night, some of them, I understand.
Rabid Diamondbacks backer Roger Halverson and 100,000 more fans, by the city's estimate, lined up early this morning to claim their spot on the curb. By parade time, they were seven deep, making the sidewalks impassable. Below the high-rises, fans stood cheering amid a blizzard of green and purple confetti, blowing purple plastic horns, waving flags, pom-poms, pennants, and balloons, screaming and trying to get a glimpse of their hometown heroes as they were paraded by on fire trucks. It's true, fans finally seem to realize. The parade proves it. We won the World Series. Kids skipped school, and their parents, many of whom admitted to taking a personal day off from work, were downtown too. Phoenix resident Liz Frakes clearly came to party.
Yeah, well, we took our kids out of school because we just feel like it's, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for them to see. And, you know, it's just showing our excitement about the whole win and the Diamondbacks winning. It's just unbelievable.
Which is exactly what some of the players must have been thinking, judging by the dazed looks and giddy smiles on many of their faces. But as is always the case, wherever there's a new champion, the bar has been raised. And the Diamondbacks will now have to live up to the high expectations of this city and state that baseball has suddenly brought together. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.